does. She forgets that we like sushi. Well, I do. Do you like sushi?
I have a love hate with sushi.
In what way?
Of those things that I can eat a little bit of, and then I get really over it.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
you like rice and you like fish, but you don't like them together.
No, I like sushi. The texture starts to just get weird for me. Like, the most I can do is one roll.
Do you always get the same thing, though?
Even a roll,
I usually change it up.
Okay.
Is it like the sea? What's the flavor in, like, the seaweed chips that we like to eat? Like,
just sea.
It's just sea. But it's not, there's not, like, a spice on it that's, like, Asian spice.
It's just the flavor of the ocean.
Yeah, it's just seaweed,
I think.
So you don't like the flavor of the ocean.
Yeah, that's just salt.
I love it. Yeah, yeah. So that's why we like our filet-o fish.
Like, you know, like, you know, like, what is it? Yellowtail, where they put, like, the little jalapeno?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I eat, like, two of those, and I'm like, good. I can't do more. The texture starts kind of getting weird
that
on me.
Texture is like the big thing for people with sushi.
I think it's mental because I start psyching myself out and I start realize I'm eating raw fish.
Do you like the seared salmon rolls? Those are good.
Yeah, I do.
Or tempura roll.
Oh, don't get me started.
Give me that crunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, I was giving you the floor. Giving females the floor. I'm doing that more. 2025.
I did the thing again. I'm sorry. I was going to say, for the meal prep video, should I show us how to make a homemade filet-o fish?
Please don't.
Yes.
I figure you don't want
it's just like shark tatoes without potatoes.
I was going to say, it's going to be the shark tatoes all over again.
No. I'll teach for our meal prep video. Everybody, I'm going to teach everybody how to meal prep this year. We're doing a video, but I'm thinking healthy meal prep. But then I'll do a video where I'm your private chef for the day, and I'll make you a filet-o fish. Oh. And for you, I'll do like a Wagyu steak.
We haven't had that yet, like a full like meal by Remy,
the private chef. Yeah, I started with her.
It's amazing.
I did a pretty good job with you.
It's amazing.
What's your favorite genre of food that she makes, or is she just like kills it in all fields?
Honestly, when you did the Nobu night at your house,
she
replicated the Nobu menu, and honestly, certain things I liked hers better. Like, I'm not just saying that. I said that on the video.
I know, but you remember.
Yeah.
And Nobu is good, too.
We had the sea bass tacos with the same little crunchies.
I did do that.
It's so good.
Ryan and I have been wanting to make our favorite things from the Erewhon Hot Bar.
So fun.
Buffalo cauliflower.
Yes.
So good. Their carne asada is unbelievable. The short ribs, everything is so good.
The mac and cheese. We should do a potluck. Make our own hot bar.
I would be so down for a potluck.
I love a potluck.
You guys can just
show up. Don't worry.
Can I pick everyone's food and then pick my own food? And I'll bring it? That's what we did. That was potluck, right?
What we did for Thanksgiving?
Yeah. That was potluck. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it just everybody brings their own food or is it like a surprise? Like, what's the pot? Like, what makes it hot luck? Like,
where's the luck?
Yeah, where's the luck? You're getting no luck whenever.
The luck is hoping that you forgot your dish at home and don't bring it. That would be
a table full of people hates to see me come.
We signed Zane up. People. He'll bring utensils. Yeah.
But my utensils still, like, you're eating, you're like, this tastes funny.
And along with Zane's delicious shark tato nato, whatever it was.
You know that shit was good.
Shark tato nato is a good one.
Everybody loved it. Did you see the comments? Everybody loved the shark
tato. Yeah, because you told them to.
No, I don't tell anybody to do anything.
Tonight,
I literally walked up and I was like, oh, how are the comments doing? He's like, ugh. Just like everyone's telling me that I'm so sexy. It's like, really? And I go to the chat, hey, everybody, it's Zane. Tell me that I'm sexy.
So dumb. But if you want to check out that video, if you want to check us out doing the Silks aerial class.
Put it on the P.
Put it on the
yep.
P.
Put it on the P.
Yep, put it on the P.
Damn.
That was good.
Can we start saying that instead of Patreon?
Put it on the P.
That's
put
sick.
Put it on the P.
We also have a voiceover for Remy and Alicia.
Oh, get ready
getting
with
ready.
Me.
So if you guys want to check all those out, the P. patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered. And you get access to everything we've posted in the past as soon as you sign up.
And make sure to get the $10 tier. You get all the videos. A lot of people subscribe for the $5 tier. You only get early access. $10, you get everything.
Plus, you get to chat with Zane directly and follow his orders about what he wants you to comment.
I am your personal, what's that paperclip that you used to see on that site?
Oh, my Microsoft, God. The word.
That I'm literally the paperclip. It's a whatever questions you have, I come in. I will not answer that question. I will say something else and then
leave.
Yeah. I forgot you could ask it question. What?
She was Alexa before Alexa.
Oh, but I always thought it was a he.
Post a tweet. That would do well. Tweet that.
The original Alexa. Wait, let me look him up.
It reminded me. I was just watching a movie last week, and in the movie, you know how sometimes they go to like Google something? Mm-hmm. They pulled up askjeeves.com and searched on that, and I was like, whoa.
Oh my God. Ask
Remember Bing?
Jeeves.
Bing.
That's what Jordan uses.
His name was Clippy.
Clippy. The Clippy. Eyes.
That looks like Rosie.
It does.
Oh, that's cute.
Clippy.
What were we saying?
Jordan's a big Bing guy.
Oh, yeah. I pretty much run a cult on that chat. So, yeah, make sure to.
I thought you meant on Bing.
Oh, no, sorry. In the Patreon chat. My
on Bing.
Okay, so you guys want to get right into the intro?
Yeah, let's do it, baby. Come on.
Let's do it.
Hit it.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
And I'm Alicia Marie.
And I'm Zane.
And I'm Hee Hoo.
Welcome to the 45th episode. I know that because we just uploaded the early access. 45th episode.
Wow.
We got 5 more episodes till 50. 50 is a big number.
It really is.
Celebrate.
And then.
In Mexico.
What we're leaving in 2 days.
I gotta pack. Yeah. I gotta make a packing list for
guys,
everybody.
Guys, our next team bonding video is Mexico. We're going to Cancun, baby!
We were sitting down going through all of the, excursions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Different like little things we could do on the side. It's gonna be crazy.
We're there for 4 days and we're filming the whole thing.
I feel like it's gonna be really similar to the Vegas vlogs if you guys liked that. You know, we go on a trip, we have multiple videos out of it.
This one is a little different.
Because we're going international.
No, not only that, but it's a different because it's just the four of us this time.
No.
And we're in international waters.
I have a bone to pick with everyone. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. No one told me. I had to ask. I was like, did Mariah get everything figured out? And you're like, oh yeah, she's not coming. I was like, she's not coming? She's not coming? And then we're leaving Ariel Silks. And I'm like, bye, Cal. See ya in the airport. He's like, oh, I'm not going. I'm like, who was going to tell me?
Nobody wants to be with us.
We felt bad. That's why we kind of.
But y'all talked. I know you did. It's fine.
Well, they have wedding stuff going on. And
it's crazy busy this month. There's a lot going on.
I'm sure. Yeah, Mariah, I'm sure.
does need to make it on a trip with us.
She will, and
she will be missed. Cal was going to come, but then we realized that we don't have anyone to watch the dogs.
Ooey, pooey, them excuses. They stink.
No. Here's the thing. I understand.
Zane with zero responsibilities.
Literally.
Oh my, you can't just do something.
I have responsibilities. I run a cult on Patreon.
Stupid.
That shit keeps me busy. They keep me on my toes.
And yet you still forget to upload sometimes.
When did our last TikTok go up?
Wait, yeah.
2 days ago, thank you very much.
2 days ago? I won't see it every day.
Well, it's because Heath and I, when we post, it's quality, baby. It's not quantity. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry, I do quality and quantity.
That was good.
We like to put a lot of time and money and editing into it, you know?
Right, you get crazy. Keep them wanting more, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because when we post, baby, they're like, they're back. What kind of heater do we have today?
Y'all don't get comments, we've been waiting.
Yeah.
y'all never seen a comment like that. Us, that's all we get. y'all don't get a, ooh, finally.
Their comments are, yes, third of the day.
Please stop.
No, no, I wish I could. We've never gotten, ooh, Zane and Heath are feeding us, keeping us fed. Never seen that, but.
No. They're never full.
They're pros
and never full. That sucks.
Always hungry.
Always hungry.
Yeah, like, that's no, right. Literally polar opposites. Polar yeah. opposites.
But that's why the team works.
Exactly.
No, no. Exactly. I apologize. I understand.
Also, I wasn't talking about your own personal. I meant the basically unfiltered bit TikTok. You just put yourself on.
Oh, shit. My bad.
We're talking about the TikTok account that you said only you could do.
Oh no, exactly. Only I can do it. And that's I'm posting tomorrow. I sent you guys what I'm posting tomorrow.
It was great. It,
it takes a long time. Mm-hmm. That one took me like 5 days.
Zane, it's already edited.
Yeah, Zane already edited it.
It's already edited.
No, like taking clips and you gotta put it in like certain spots. Mm. It's like surgery. It's like open heart surgery.
You're so right. It's like giving yourself a vasectomy.
It is.
Yeah.
Upside down.
By the way, we just learned that vasectomy is non-irreversible. You can still have babies once you get a vasectomy.
Why not just say reversal instead of non-irreversible?
Because it just, it's like more coming out of my mouth, you know?
He just needs to reach the word count.
Yes, yes.
Wait, did either of you, I know you didn't because you and I were so good with everything, but in school, you know how like you could change the font to a different color?
To make it a big,
so it would have more words?
No.
What?
People would like type an extra paragraph, but have it either really, really, really small or change it to a white font. So it says the word counts more than
it is. No way. That's genius.
I never did it. I just heard about it.
But if they highlight, won't it highlight the white?
Yes.
White, it's like, fuck this class.
No, literally. I just remember that being a thing.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
I remember like making the indentations like a little bit. Like,
less?
Yeah. And then making the font like a count
but,
bigger.
But like teachers aren't stupid. Like they know.
They can tell.
Only thing I would do was make the line spacing a little bit bigger, so you kind of got a little bit of extra.
Like a 0.2.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there someone in our school that had a teacher that, because remember we'd put our essays through a system and the system would show if there's any plagiarism, that's all it did. There was, a student had suspicions that the teacher didn't actually look at the essays. They just like gave like a grade based on like the plagiarism, like how much was plagiarism, blah, blah, blah. They got all the references and all that, right? So he went into the essay and would type in like random words, like parrots throughout, like like different words throughout it that like made no sense, and then like he got like an A on it. So it kind of proved that the teacher actually didn't look at it.
That happened at your school, or that just happened in general?
I don't know if it happened in my school, but I clearly remember the word parrots that the person was putting in their essay to try to like see if the teacher would catch it.
Interesting.
Like if I was a teacher, I feel like I'd be like, no, non-plagiarism, eh.
I would not read any
of it. I feel like now it's probably so hard though, because like there's so much.
With ChatGPT and all that stuff.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. All my tests would be multiple choice. How easy it would be to grade. Oh, Scantron every test.
Oh my gosh,
Zane would be the worst teacher.
Oh yeah, terrible.
You'd be such a fun substitute teacher.
Y'all just want to watch a movie today?
wheels
it out. I saw a TikTok of these kids that retook the ACT to see what their score would be now versus then.
We have to do it.
Shouldn't we do that? Maybe we should do it for an episode and come back.
Or have it prepared. Yeah, like do it before. Yeah, no, I'm down. I want to see if I can.
Like, they all did. One person got the same score. All of them had like 6 points knocked off just because it's like so.
Honestly, pretty impressive. I would.
No, the math.
I got the same score, and no one would hear the end of that.
I think
from a decade ago,
I'm still the same.
Yes,
I think reading and comprehension would be a good one for us to take, because that one you don't really need.
But like math, like all the formulas,
don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember any of that.
And I think the ACT had science, right? Science and writing.
I just the SAT. I didn't do the SAT.
Oh,
I couldn't tell you what
ACT.
Do you remember what you guys got?
No.
It was at a 36. I don't remember. It wasn't great.
My SAT was like a 1350.
You lie through
No, no. Yeah, like I see 1350 in my head. Like circling there. Like 1350, 1360.
High.
1600, I think, is the highest.
Yeah. No, I definitely.
Why 1600? Make it 15.
Was it 18?
Let me see.
No, like,
I definitely got like 800, 900.
I remember being deeply disappointed when I got my score back.
Yeah, it was probably under 1,000 then.
No, I just remember thinking, it doesn't matter. I'm going to community college anyway.
And that's what happened.
True.
To me.
Mine was a 1080, and I remember being devastated.
Because if you like ratio that out, that's like a what? Like
no idea.
Take 2/3 out.
I just also hated test taking. I hated the whole-
I would get anxiety.
it would freak me out for like days leading up to it, like knowing that it was coming. I would have like just like my brain would be going crazy. And then in the middle of testing, I would have trouble like focusing on the question, and I would just read it over and over, and I'm like, you can't mess this up, you can't mess this up. And then I would just like panic and just like,
I think more students are like that, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I definitely was. I wish there was another way to like test that's not like having to memorize. Like,
and testing is horrible. And yeah. Like, it's such a bad gauge for kids or for anybody, really.
But how do you do, what do you do then? Like, what's another way to like test where you can like actually quiz them? That's but the thing, I
don't know. There's this new trend going on TikTok right now that's like so funny. It's like in quotes, it says, you're so funny. And it's like, thanks, XYZ. So I did one today. That did go viral. And it said...
wait, hold on. Oh, I don't understand.
It's like things about like building character or like something. So it's I like, wrote...
You're so funny. Thanks, my parents are divorced. You know what I mean? It's like the trauma you went through.
Oh, got it.
Trauma,
okay.
Yeah. I did... my first one was, you're so funny. I said, thanks. I was on Nutrisystem in middle school.
No, literally so... Nutrisystem.
That's
fucking real.
That's this funny. Is my other one. Wow. You're so funny. Thanks. Every guy I had a crush on liked my friends instead. So those were my two. And then like there's other ones that are like, you're so funny. And people are like, thanks. I had to do testing in like a separate room as a child. Or like...
Oh my God.
Like things like that's that. Really so wow. That's reminding me of that.
I thought when you said thanks XYZ, I thought the trend was XYZ. I was like,
fill in the blank.
Yep.
You just brought back a memory though, because I was on Slim Fast as a kid.
Slim Fast.
As a kid.
Mm-hmm. I remember being on Slim Fast in middle school.
Mm-hmm. I will say like my parents, a lot of people are talking because it's kind of like a little bit of a trauma dump. And a lot of people are like talking about how their parents like forced them. I just remember begging my parents. They were like, no. And I was like, please.
I remember wanting, like, I was like, I want to lose weight, like when I was younger. And I remember like really struggling with it. And my parents still to this day call it the Xbox diet. As soon as I got an Xbox, I lost all of my weight.
Oh, so it was like snacking?
Because you weren't eating.
Because I was so obsessed with video games, I was nonstop playing that I didn't think about snacks or like eating.
Like a distraction.
Yeah. Oh. And I lost everything.
Wow.
That's a good way to like do it if your kid really, like if your kid's coming to you saying like, I want to lose weight, but like you don't know how to like.
Here's an Xbox.
Yeah, exactly. Just like.
Here, play this.
That is interesting. So they did that thinking it would work or just like naturally?
No, that's just like what happened. Like as soon as I got the Xbox, I just like.
Yeah.
Started losing immediately.
Your parents like, you want to play like double play tonight?
A Wii Fit. I saw someone that was like scarred by their Wii Fit.
Oh my God.
Wii Fit.
When it. Yeah.
It's sad, but we laughed through the pain.
That's yeah. Right. Damn.
It made us who we are today.
It did.
Wait, I also saw this. My friend asked me this question. I didn't see it. My friend asked me this question. I thought it was so interesting. If you were asked if you're the hero or the villain based on your internal dialogue, what would you say?
Oh.
Villain.
Kind of think neither. I feel like I'm just very neutral.
You have to pick one.
Oh.
I said villain instantly.
Yeah, really? it's pretty instant.
But like, your internal dialogue is more dark than positive.
I'm really hard on myself, so I feel like internally I'm very like.
Oh, I thought it was more like how you
like see the world. I mean, however you want to interpret it. But I thought it was interesting because Ashley and I at the same time go villain.
Really?
Yeah, but I was like, I think it's just because I can be so mean in my head.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Like mean in my head, or like I'll make like really dark jokes in my head about like everything.
Yeah, again,
I'm gonna say hero.
I so
because
see that.
I have more positive thoughts than dark now, and whenever I see a situation,
that's on growth.
I immediately think I can be a hero in this position. Mm. Like
I think she meant like more like not like realistically, but more.
But no, that makes sense because like if that's your thing, you like that just like attracts
I feel
for
like
you.
I like to help.
I'd say hero for me too. Then if we're going off like helping other people. I definitely am a glass half full person.
Yeah.
Between glass half empty, glass half full.
That makes sense.
I agree. Even like three quarters empty, I'm a quarter full.
Yeah, me too.
It depends on the day for me.
Like it's like your gas tank. You'd never be like I'm three quarters empty. You'd be like, I got a quarter tank of gas.
Literally. Wait, I reserve. I'm like, I got at least 50 miles.
In my case, I'm a hero on my gas tank then because I'll let that shit go down to fucking lower than zero. I'm pushing my car to the gas station.
Wait, I would say it's like almost empty when I'm looking at my.
We are just getting started, baby. We got a little bit of gas. How far can I get on this gas?
Yeah.
And then you know, like, the reserve that your car has. If you've looked it up, because I have my Nissan. Oh, my God. I knew I had six extra, like,
miles. Oh, it varies per car.
Yeah, look it up.
Have it's you so guys different. Ever run out of gas?
No, but.
My parents did. Almost. But not me.
You the have. Fumes.
I think I lost gas going uphill to my house. And as I was going up, it started slowing down. Like, no. Oh no. And there's a lot of hill behind me too. So immediately I stopped, put my emergency brake, and I was stuck there. And we had to, and then who was it? Was it you that came?
I think it was
Todd. Grabbed me, went to the gas station, got some gas.
I think I did because I had the empty jugs.
And that would make sense because you are the hero.
Question. If you were at the top of the hill and you ran out of gas, could you ride it down? Mm-hmm. Like with gravity taking you down? Okay.
Oh, so you could, but
one time I had like low gas, not like completely empty, and I was parked on a hill, and when I went to go back into my car, it wasn't starting because at the angle
it wasn't
towards like where it was like pulling from. It was like filling up like the So I put it into neutral and I let it roll down the hill. And then as soon as I got to the bottom, I started it up immediately and I was able to drive all the way to the gas station.
The moment it happened, the time that I fucked up on the hill, I remember my driver's test where if you park on a hill, like if you're parallel parked on a hill, where do you turn your wheel?
Yes.
And immediately in my head, I was like, oh shit, this is the time. Because I was like,
you're going to roll. Yeah.
In case you roll, you have to turn your wheel. So your car does. Hits a curb.
Did you guys pass your driver's test on the first try? I know you did.
I didn't.
No, you did not.
Did we talk about this?
I passed the driving portion.
Permit test. Everyone passed first time.
Wait.
Yes.
What's the one where it's like
written.
There's a written and then also the driver's.
That's the driver's license.
Oh, so I don't know about different states, but in California at 15 and a half, you can get your permit. So you get your permit and you can only drive. You practice for 6 months. You have to take driving lessons during that time. And you have to be driving with a person that has their license already in the car for those 6 months. That's like practice time.
So Florida, we didn't have to do any driving classes or anything like that. Only thing we had to do was the actual one driving test.
Oh, what?
Heath, what? Like there was something that I had to do I had to go to Plantation High School and I had to take like driving courses.
You can. That was like something you could opt to do if you wanted to.
Instead of what?
Just like if you wanted preparation. Learn.
Oh, okay.
Wait, crazy. It's required here.
Dog and license
unless you know what though. Unless you're 18, you can apply straight for the driver's.
Oh, that's true.
But it was really sick because they taught you how to like change a tire, and it was like all these different things. That's like
That's traffic school.
That means you got a ticket.
Wait, yeah, Zane, you actually got your license suspended multiple times. That's funny. The driving test I passed, but the written one failed.
Same. Both. I failed the written the first time and they were so just like, nope, you gotta come back. And I was like, and then I walked out and I cried.
The thing is that it's like, I don't think that determines if you're a good driver. It's just like, I just suck at tests.
I just overthought it. It was like, what speed do you go? And I was like, okay, well, normally you would accelerate, but what if they're going slow? Then you wanna go, like I literally-
There were trick questions in that shit.
I just hate like the distance, like- The dumb questions that are
like 18 inches from the curb, like, or like how far can you be to park?
Also, like
if somebody's in front of you, what's the closest distance that you should be? Like
I'm like a car length,
yeah. I think I failed my permit test, but I passed my driver's license. But I remember, do you remember like always hearing like wear dangly earrings because you want you want to go like around lunchtime so they make it quicker so that they're not like they're trying to like rush your head.
Dangly earrings for what?
So when you're turning, because you're supposed to stop and you're supposed to look left, right, left. And if you wear dangly earrings, then they'll hear it dangle because if like they don't see you, then they can knock you off.
Which I remember being so pissed because for my permit, I got a -2 my driving portion. And I was so pissed because he was like, you didn't look enough, but I wasn't turning my head. I was just looking with my eyes in the thing and I didn't have dangly earrings. And that's why it stuck with me. Cause I was I should have worn dangly earrings.
Wow. Yeah.
Mine was really annoying though, because there was a section that was like set up, like the course that we took was like purposefully done to like try to trick you.
Mm-hmm.
There was one part where you like go around the building, go around the corner, and then there's like a four-way stop.
Mm-hmm.
And the stop sign was all the way on the right side. And there was two lanes, but you had to be in the left lane to make the right. And the right lane that was closest to the stop sign where you were turning had these really old faded like lines on the ground that were like a lane that was like off limits or closed. Oh. So I pulled up to the stop sign, like where you normally would be.
Got it.
But that you weren't supposed to drive in that lane, and I was automatically disqualified.
Something similar happened to Ashley. I forget what it was, but she got disqualified right away.
They shouldn't take you on that route. I feel like that's not fair.
I think they do it on purpose.
Also, the cones are confusing as I can't. I don't know where the turn is because
I'm never driving through cones.
Yeah, I'm not. It's crazy. You can't see where like you're supposed to turn. The cones are just everywhere. It looks like it's just scattered like a minefield.
Anyway, but I was pissed.
I'm gonna bust out in tears.
Bust out in tears. But I passed the second time.
Good.
Very good. Very good.
Wait, did you not pass your first time?
Driving test, I passed. The written? Permit test, I did. I passed both driving tests got when I was like it. 17, but the permit I failed I was the first say, time.
We all didn't pass.
We didn't pass. That's okay though.
I would steal my parents' car.
No, you didn't.
When I had my permit, yeah. Or no, my brother's. Sorry, my brother's.
When you had your permit?
Mm-hmm.
And you drive alone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was committing crimes and
rule
shit.
Rule breaker.
Yeah, no, that one was pretty crazy. And I remember I was like, you're better when you have to be sneaky about it.
Yeah, because you're like extra careful.
My biggest fear was somebody on the road that was friends with my parents seeing me. It's you never notice other drivers, but when you're sneaking out, you notice everybody. Every car that pulls up next to you, you're like looking everywhere.
Yeah, my biggest fear when I first started driving was because I had a 1973 Mustang Mach 1 ooh. That me and my dad built.
It stuck out like a sore thumb.
Like a sore thumb. I'm a young kid, long hair, and I'm always windows down because I was smoking. And I would be smoking cigarettes. And my biggest fear was like one of my parents' friends seeing me on the road because it like stood out. And yeah. I was just like, I really hope nobody sees me like smoking. And that was always on the back of my mind when I was driving.
Well, who would have thought that the news station would catch you first?
Got busted sooner or later, you know?
Now that I know what that clip looked like, it's so good.
What was the movie again too?
Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages. So yep. Good.
So sick.
Do we want to play our game?
Yeah, yeah. I want to play.
I'm scared.
I love games.
Whose idea was this?
Mine.
Oh, okay.
It was Jordan.
Damn, taking credit.
Thanks.
Okay, Jordan.
So the game is called Hot Take Roulette.
Oh, yes.
We have a bowl in front of us that has, I think we got like probably 20 something in there, different hot takes, and we have to one by one go around and draw one. And whatever it is, we have to argue the point, regardless if we believe it or not.
It's kind of throwing it back to our
debate
game when we were potentially sued.
Mix up that one.
Allegedly sued, mixed with.
Red flags.
Yep.
Red flag, green flag.
We're defending the hot take.
Yes. No matter. If we don't agree, we're defending it.
Okay.
With our whole chest.
But these TikToks that are going to come out after that don't hear the setup that we have to defend.
Oh, yeah. Context. There's going to be right out the door.
So, and we're individually reading them and we're just going around. And do we chime in?
Let's chime in. Okay. You know, kind of.
Okay. Why don't you start?
If someone has like a hot take and they're like bad, let's just say silent so that TikTok clip.
I have a question though. Like, if stays on them. Are we when we do chime in? Are we all in agreement or can we speak our truth? If it's not our paper,
I think like let the person talk it? And then they can be like, "That's my hot take."
Okay,
and maybe then we can discuss
maybe a bit of a debate.
I'm gonna argue
all right.
It.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll probably argue it immediately.
Argue it.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your hot take, Remy?
My hot take is that Pandora radio station and Sirius XM radio is better than Spotify and Apple Music.
Ooh, girl, I couldn't agree more.
You
know what? Here's my hot take. Well, that is my hot take. My argument is in a world where we are given so many choices, why not let music be something taken off my plate.
Agreed.
Let it choose for me.
Right. I think right now.
That's good. Oh, that Remy, was so good.
No, I agree because we live in a time right now where we can have whatever we want, whenever we want, mm-hmm. at the click of a finger. And it's just, there's something about being able to, pick and choose everything mm-hmm. that letting go of music and letting the vibes just, control you as mm-hmm. opposed to you
controlling it.
Exactly.
Yes. I would say that. I don't know. I don't agree with gambling, that. Of like just feeling that rush of what's next.
That's what I feel
that's
when
what
I listen
feel.
To Sirius
But
XM.
I'm going to argue yours only because my one very traumatic experience with Pandora, which, you know, maybe we could make amends with each other, Pandora. But one time it was like 3 a.m. I wake up and I hear jazz music. And I literally am like, it's 3 a.m. It's pitch dark.
Oh, no.
I hear jazz music playing downstairs. And not like upbeat jazz music, like very like
smooth jazz.
Oh, like killer jazz.
94.7 The Wave. You Florida boys wouldn't get it.
now we had
99.9 Kiss Country.
I wasn't sure if that was the one. 99.1 Rock.
Oh my God. We had the Rock. Well, it was big 105.9, and then all of a sudden,
we had 105.9 too.
All of a sudden, one day it was just big 106, and they rounded up, and I remember like, no, it's 105.9.
Yeah. What, I don't like. Does every station have like kind of a contract? You know what I mean? Like, what's
I think there's a different like actual things, right? Then they.
You want to know something crazy, and it all made sense. Do you remember when I was like super into ham radio?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm so sorry.
What is ham?
What the ham?
Ham.
Ham.
Ham radio. It's like a. Basically, you can tap like, the signals are going on all around you from
like walkie talkies.
Yeah. So there's different frequencies that you can pick and choose for like radio signals, and you can
like
and,
a walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
You just say that.
Yeah. So I'm so sorry.
I wish I remember exactly because I had to like take the test or whatever. But there's certain frequencies like a band in between that you can use for walkie-talkies. Then there's ones for like radio, like that you listen to in your car. Then there's like ones for EMS, police, things like that. But when you have a ham radio, you have to have a call sign. And you have to announce your call sign when you're on the... So, like...
That's some, like, bald eagle like, I'm calling to...
what is K-Rock? K-R-O-Q, whatever?
Yeah.
So, that's their... K-R-O-Q. So, that's why they keep repeating it, because legally, you have to...
Oh.
You have to announce your call sign on the radio frequency so often. It's very...
FM.
Yep.
Wait.
That's their call sign.
Wow, I didn't know that.
It's crazy.
That is crazy.
What's
wow.
our call never... sign? B U.
Jordan just actual spit Damn. Take over there.
B U.
B U.
B U radio.
B X U.
You always say X from Pretty X.
Like, no, X is because we're collaborating.
I know, but like it's like you took the Pretty X unfiltered. But then you just like left that, and it's always funny because in every chat you're like BXU. But
BXU, no one
else
that. Yeah.
Anyways,
yeah.
Back to my story. So I'm so scared, and I come downstairs, and I think there's a man who's gonna murder me in my house, mm-hmm. and my TV's off, but the sound bar is literally playing jazz music.
Hell no.
Oh, I thought I forgot that you yeah, still have this story.
I know. I'm kidding. And for whatever reason, we found out that my Pandora account would play. On the TV without the TV on. And ever since I said, peace out, Pandora.
That quite possibly Weird. Is like the scariest genre, one of the scariest that it could have played too.
Mm-hmm.
I think for you to be alone like in the dark,
it was like
jazz is quite frightening.
Night.
Yeah, that's really scary.
Very
I got like,
Like I feel like even screamo is not as scary as just like just a little bit of smooth jazz playing that. That's like something
it's
a killer
eerie.
Would play before,
yeah.
before coming to get you.
No, yeah. literally.
Like a saxophone. Yeah.
Oh, I just got goosebumps.
Kenny G. Look
yeah.
Kenny, oh, don't bring Kenny G into this, Remy. Take you it
got,
back.
I won't tell the story. Go ahead. You go.
Oh,
No, it wasn't a good story.
We'll
no.
save it for another
I'll
time.
I'll save it for another. It was trauma.
All right, I'm next. My hot.
Take my hot.
My hot. Oh, I have to. All right. My hot take is that artificial banana is better than regular banana.
Hell no.
Hell yes.
Hell no.
Hell yes.
I'm right there with you.
Yes. Dude.
Really?
Yes. 100%.
No.
Heath, can I got you. Banana runs.
Yep.
No.
Oh,
Laffy
no.
Taffy banana.
No.
Fake banana flavor is so much better than real bananas. There's zero comparison.
Yeah, I agree.
There is zero comparison because it's not.
I literally don't think there's a single artificial flavor that is better than.
I'll name them for you.
Okay.
Banana.
No.
No.
Watermelon.
No.
Yes. Well, it is better yes. than the fruit. Yes.
Right. You're
yes.
right.
I'm still going to.
Raspberry.
No.
Yes.
You can't. You're going to tell
blue
me.
Blue raspberry is not a flavor. You're going to tell me. You're going to tell me.
Came down in a bubble, dog.
Wait, what's blue raspberries, blueberries, and raspberry?
No, blue raspberry is made up.
No, guys, flavor. I have a theory. Because look at...
But that's wild berry, right? That's just a mixture of berries?
Yeah, it's okay. Wild berries. No. It's different berries.
Yours
all mixed
is
together.
Just berries, but blue okay. Raspberry is not a real flavor.
Well, I think blue raspberry is... There's blueberry, and then there's blue... Oh, sorry, there's... Fuck. Shit.
You got it, girl. You got this.
Shit.
There's.
I think you secretly take edibles before every episode now. It's there's something.
Ever since we did the high episode. It's,
ever since.
Something's different.
I think she liked being high and now she's like, I'm going to secretly get high.
Busted.
There's blueberries. Then there's raspberries. And then there's boysenberries.
Okay.
And all together, that gives you. Blue raspberry.
I'm gonna ruin your life.
Blue raspberry is a manufactured flavoring and food coloring for candy, snack food, syrups, and soft drinks. The color does not derive from any species of raspberry.
Why would they do that though? So, why did you have to do that?
Because when they were making like blue raspberry ices, you know, like the ices.
Yes, yeah. Love.
So they had cherry, which was the red color.
Bomb.
And then they had raspberry, but it was originally also like a red color, and it was not doing well. They weren't able to sell it because people were picking the cherry.
Ah.
So they added the blue food coloring to it to give you that blue option because kids like blue.
I love
so they
blue
literally
raspberry.
Kept it just the raspberry flavor, but they just made it blue and called it blue raspberry and sales went through the roof.
Okay, justice for raspberries.
I agree.
Seriously.
Shut up.
I love a raspberry. No. Quite possibly my favorite fruit.
Think about it. When there's a sucker, you want the blue one. When mm-hmm. there's a Jolly Rancher, you want the blue one. Like it's always that. And the flavor has always been raspberry.
Yep.
It's kind of a mind fuck, really.
Yeah.
Continue on with the artificial flavors, though, that are better.
Oh, yeah.
You mean
yeah.
the ones that are banned? Oh.
Red Dye 40.
But this one, I can't think of any other banana one. Is there any other candies that have, like, a good banana flavor?
So, candy-wise, that's banana. You have the Banana Runts, but the Laffy Taffy. I also like artificial banana-flavored shakes. So, if you go to, like, Checkers... Or out here rallies.
Like oh, yeah, that's definitely artificial. But, like, it has that, like...
And I think
it's naked!
Ew, cover it up! I think we also talked about it, too. So, the artificial banana flavor is made after what the original bananas were. So, that flavor is how bananas were before they were modified. Because the...
We have talked about this, yeah.
That banana is no longer existent. But the fake flavor is what that is.
Okay. I disagree fully. I think banana runts, like truly, even growing up, I didn't know one person who liked the like banana things like at all. But this is why we're good friends because we'll take the blue raspberry ones and you guys can have the banana ones. But one time I did have a, I think it was like a banana something. And I just remember being like, oh, this is nasty. But then I thought to myself, if I had the texture of a banana in my mouth, would it not taste as nasty? And I'm like, I think there's certain things where like the flavor just tastes weird without
the matching texture.
The matching texture of the food.
Interesting.
You know?
Yeah.
I might have said this on this podcast, but did you know that artificial vanilla is made from beaver anal glands?
I'm sorry? It's not vanilla bean?
Vanilla beaver.
It's not French vanilla?
French.
How do you make French vanilla? Is it French beavers?
Beavers from France.
Yeah.
Why?
Only sometimes. I think it's called Castoreum or something.
It's disgusting.
But apparently they smell really good.
Well, thank you so much for that. Everybody listening, if you're eating a vanilla ice cream pop, just know it's coming from a beaver bussy. You know what other artificial flavor I love, obviously, because it's my favorite, like cherry, but cherry flavor like cherry and cherries, there's nothing, it just does, it's like 0% of fucking similarities with the taste.
I agree, but I think it's more of like, you know the cherry like glaze for desserts? I feel like it's more after that than like a true cherry.
Like a
grenadine? Like maraschino cherry.
Those.
Woo! I love maraschino
cherry.
I'll
fuck up a jar of that, my God.
Or those dark sweet ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do they do with the maraschino cherries? Like what is like what's in there? What's
sugar. Sugar.
That's it. Like marinade. What makes them so bright?
The Bleach? Red Dye 40.
I think it's red dye. I think they're
what? They're banning that in the U.S. Did you see the law?
Yeah, they're banning it. But
did they?
They're banning red dye. You didn't see that yet?
Yeah.
Well, I know it's been like an issue. And
what about my hot Cheetos and my Takis?
They're passing it.
But I also,
which is great though, because that shit is terrible.
But I also saw this on Instagram, so obviously it's real. Yeah. But
that's where I got the source information.
But it also had like these are the new names that those are going to be under. So like people found loopholes to still make it legal.
Obviously, because just like how vapes are banned, but everyone's still selling it. So I guess it's the same thing, but what?
They're banned?
Flavored vapes, yeah.
Flavored.
They banned them, but stores still like secretly sell them. You just have to ask
That's
for it.
That's sad.
But like,
you just have to ask for it.
You just, but red dye, like, so when you go to like Publix or Ralph's, they will not have any, if the bill gets passed, they can't have it on any like major store shelf.
But also like these brands,
they gave them a heads up though. They're like, you have to change it.
But like the brands that are big in other countries that are here too, don't have Red Dye 40 over there. So they're just going to use that recipe. Like it's not like a hard change. Like if you look at
the flavor. So what?
No.
So they could find another thing that makes it super red like that or keep it.
No, our stuff, I feel like our stuff here is more vibrant because of those like chemicals.
Yeah, they're like neon.
They're neon where if, when you know, like when you go to Europe, like the Doritos are still Doritos, but like they're a little less neon. Yeah. I feel like that's.
So that's all they want in US is neon?
Apparently they did a study that the orange
dust Cheetos
is like more addictive. So I'm like, that makes sense why here it like, like you want more. Like you eat the bag and you're never full. Like you like want more.
I
and
want it's because a bag of Cheetos and right
ain't
now.
That the truth.
That yeah. Sounds really good. So it's in everything I eat then.
But like they'll still like Doritos aren't going away. They'll probably just change or hot Cheetos. They'll just change. But I'm curious if it'll taste different.
Interesting.
We should buy some now. Put them in a closet. Flip when them. The new ones come yes. out. Blindfold taste test.
And I can already see your TikTok. How to get Red Dye 40 now at Wild's Band.
How to make Red Dye 40 at home.
DIY Red Dye 40.
Red Dye Remy.
Lo Chica, you want to...
Oh, we said we can do, since there's so many that we're not going to get through, we'll pull two and then do our favorite from the two.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like a 5-hour episode.
You want to do 5 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to do both.
Do both.
Okay, country music. My hot take is that country music slaps and is the best music.
Huh.
Country girl.
Wait, no, I didn't want that. I just thought it'd be funny for you.
I was waiting because I was going to 100% fight everybody who tried it. So I was peeled over here.
Fuck. Okay, my hot take is that country music's great because it's so easy to understand what they're singing
the
about.
The songwriting is so beautiful.
The corn and the whiskey and the making love and under the rain and all right. The rain makes corn. That's what I was trying to go for.
Corn makes a whiskey.
Whiskey makes my babies. That's all I know.
Feel a little frisky.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm gonna I don't agree with that. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Oh, and
there's like three country songs I like. That's it.
When listening to the country music, you know, we have the cowgirl boots and the hat, and that's hot. So I'm all for that.
I'll go to Stagecoach. That's about it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You'll go this year?
Yeah.
Patreon
for
vlog,
Lana?
Please.
I want everything covered. Oh. I don't want to pay for a dime out there.
Oh my God.
Out in that. Hick ass festival. So
you know what? Now I don't want you to come.
Yeah.
Read your other one.
My other one is body count does not matter.
Safe Ooh. Sex is great sex.
Yes means test.
Yes means test.
And you know, guys are over here wanting girls to have low body counts, and yet they're in the quadruple
digits. And they're in the 63s.
Exactly.
And that's not,
there's
that's
a double
not fair.
Standard.
A
specific.
63.
That's not
in
fair.
In the 63s.
Yeah, I keep them tracked in my notepad.
Your little black book.
You know, weirdly, I did for the first 20, and then I stopped.
But you just had like names.
I just put
numbers.
Names just because I like to go back and like remember.
He had like a score after.
Oh my God.
A full rubric, a grading system.
No, it was nothing like weird. It wasn't like some like hit list shit. Like it was just like.
It was your hit list, technically.
Jordan.
Oh, shit.
Wait, are you wearing a Sirius XM hat, Jordan?
Wait, what?
That's how he was coming up with the ideas. He was like,
man, am I tired?
Got the last one.
Wait, that's funny. I can't see because the monitor's in the way.
Oh my God.
That's funny.
That's so good.
All right.
Yeah, but I think from after like the last one, I think it hit me that, oh, this is a little weird. Yeah. And then I deleted it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
It's not 63, guys. It's way lower than that.
It's way higher.
It's 62. It's 61. Okay.
I'm not here to judge. I'm not here
exactly
to judge.
And that's why we
because know. Hot body count doesn't matter.
People that still order hot coffee when it's hot outside don't know what they're doing.
Disagree. I love hot coffee on a hot day.
You
it's
are
my
out
favorite.
Of your mind.
That's criminal.
I want a steaming. I do extra hot. You know, there's a section
okay.
extra hot. I do
that's
extra
criminal.
Hot. Yes. Mm-mm. I've actually been loving hot coffee more than iced coffee now. Now it's my drink of choice when I get coffee. I never get iced. I don't like iced.
What?
Yeah.
It's like I don't even know you anymore.
It makes me feel wiser.
Older.
Older.
Mm-hmm.
It
That's
makes
an
me,
old man thing to do.
It makes me feel like I'm a writer, a director, you know? Like, yeah, I'll do my coffee black, 5 sugar, 5 creams.
You do hot black.
5 sugar, 5 creams.
Yeah,
That's
let me get a
wild.
Black coffee. 5 sugars. 5 cream.
Can you add the vanilla syrup too, thanks?
And it's never enough. It's never. I want that shit white.
So you don't want a black coffee then?
No.
I just can't get over the fact that you like hot coffee on a hot day.
Here's my thing. I love my hot coffee in the morning. So, but I would never want it when it's like hot out. But I do love my iced coffee when it's cold. So I don't know if that's okay.
Oh, don't you can't judge.
No, I can judge that. No! That's crazy. Yeah, that's weird.
Okay, it's scorching hot out, right?
You're
you get a hot coffee, you're even hotter and more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But when it's cold out and you get an iced coffee, it's not like you're getting colder.
Mm-hmm. My ice cubes are melting
quicker. Cold. I believe hot coffee when it's cold, iced coffee when it's hot.
But I will say, little caveat, ice cream when
it's
cold out.
Love it.
Hits.
Hits.
Wake up with sniffles. Love it. I agree with that.
You get sniffles?
Yeah. Cold on a cold night. I get like sick. I love it. That means I had a good night. Like, oh, this was worth it. This was worth the sniffles.
We're learning a lot.
Thank you again, Acorns, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Oh, this is a crazy one.
Wait, pull two.
Oh, we're doing two?
Mm. Yeah.
I forgot to do that. Here.
I'll go again.
Go.
I have to clean my house before my cleaning people come.
Yes.
Mm.
Define have to.
And define clean.
It is so embarrassing to have a cleaner come and it's like a disaster.
Yeah.
I could not let that happen. Also, I feel so bad being like, yeah, come in. Like, I need my house to be clean. And then the cleaner would like do like
deep cleaning.
An additional deep clean.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's giving him two jobs and like, that feels terrible having to give him like a sec. You know, their task to clean whatever is there, but you know, you want the deep clean to be better.
They're
you don't
not
want them
there
spending
to like pick up your clothes.
Exactly.
I understand that. Yes, I agree.
I can't do that.
I remember as a kid, my mom, like I wouldn't understand, but now as an adult, I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're not there to like do, pick up my clothes off the floor, do like things that I should do myself. Of
exactly.
Course.
It like when I was younger, my mom would yell at me to make my bed and I'm like, it doesn't make sense if I'm coming back to it. That would be like taking my shoes off and tying the laces to set them on the floor. And I remember telling my mom that and she was like, good point, but it's not the same.
When your kid has like
when they outsmart you, yeah.
She's like, that makes sense. But she goes, it's my house. I don't want to walk into your room or walk by and see it and it's a disaster and the bed's not made.
Yeah.
And I was like, fair enough.
Yeah.
I'll try to make my bed every day, try to, but the day that the cleaner would come, that's when I'll leave it messy. A little messy because the sheets are coming off anyways.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you think I never bring you guys upstairs?
You know, the thing is, I think like girls are just messy. Like girls just have messier rooms though than guys, right?
How do we feel about that sentence, ladies?
I'm clean.
Because Danielle's room? Every
oh,
day.
Your story today was so funny.
She's, it's crazy because Danielle's in her room every day cleaning. She cleans her room every day, Heath, every day for hours. Every time I walk in, she's cleaning something. I'm like, how are you cleaning every day? But it's a
that's
fucking
the,
disaster.
That's the experience of being
her room
a woman.
Always seemed nice when I've seen it.
Did you see a story?
When?
Today?
No.
Oh, it's so
oh look
funny.
At my story. It's like that every day, but she's cleaning every day. It's on. I can't believe it, but I can't talk to you because my room used to be a disaster. Remember Heath, my room in the Denny house?
Zane.
That was bad. That was
you
like
you couldn't see the floor.
Yeah. It was like you remember Halloween Town when they were trying to find the sock?
Yeah,
remember that room?
Yeah.
That's what my room looked like. Where shit would get lost.
But it now
like
you're grown.
Do you guys eat in bed?
Never.
Yeah, I don't eat in my bed.
I only eat in my
and eating in bed?
I only eat in my bed if it's something where it's like no crumbs or anything like that. Like it has like no oil, no crumbs, nothing like that.
What are you eating?
That's
very specific.
If I'm in a hotel bed, I'll eat in bed.
Oh, like a protein bar or something that's not going to make a mess. It's not like going to leave crumbs everywhere because crumbs don't get out of your bed. You can
feel them like
poop. Oh, yeah.
You put your feet in the sheets.
No.
You get the crumbs on your toes.
Little granola crumbs. Yeah.
Okay, my next hot take. No one actually likes chilies. It's just available.
Don't.
This person's never met Cal Parsons.
How can you say that?
I. It's so hard for me to say this.
I agree.
No, say it.
No one likes chilies. It's just available.
I hate you.
Not good.
You don't even like their chocolate lava cake?
And not fun. And it's not the absolute best place in the world.
Wow.
I think Remy means to say that there's nothing on the menu that you can't find better elsewhere.
Yeah, the Barbarita did not change my life.
Yeah. What?
The mango chicken?
No, the
Chipotle honey crispers
didn't change my life. The new Nashville hot mozzarella sticks,
disgusting.
I don't dream about those all the time.
Even the chips and salsa.
I didn't order them last weekend.
Even their queso?
Don't even get me started on the queso.
The Dollaritas?
I know about the Dollarita.
And they leave a little extra so you can have yourself another cup.
I know. No one likes it. It's just
the chicken bacon ranch quesadillas. Their egg rolls.
I've never tried them. Something about a fusion egg roll sometimes rubs me the wrong way.
Have you had the one from Cheesecake Factory though?
No one wants warm avocado.
No, you got to do the hamburger, the cheeseburger egg roll. Unreal.
I had a cheeseburger burrito from Trader Joe's. So good.
Ooh.
Y'all, so.
That doesn't sound good.
No, but I saw it. I was like, I just have to try it. Yeah. I have to try this.
Can we go back to your comment? Did you say the poppers makes you feel like uneasy? What'd you say?
The poppers?
Not the poppers.
The egg rolls?
Yeah. What'd you say?
Something about a fusion egg roll. I'm like not super down
for. The warm avocado?
Yeah, I don't the warm avocado ones.
Oh, God. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only thing at Chili's that like makes me feel uneasy is those like egg
you
rolls.
You agree, right?
There's something about looking at them makes me not want to touch it.
No, I just like an egg roll. I want like normal traditional things inside. Yeah, I don't want like ground beef and cheese and corn and ketchup. Avocado. Yeah, I don't really want that.
Yeah, can I get a side of ketchup for this egg roll?
ew.
But truly try the Nashville hot chicken or the hot mozzarella sticks.
Can we go like very soon?
Yes. I love
a good Chili's night. The vibes in there are immaculate too.
No, I know.
Did something happen to TGI Fridays?
Yeah. I think they went under.
They did.
But I love a potato skin. Those chips. Have you ever tried the TGI Fridays chips at the gas station? They're so good.
Brings you back.
Loved the potato skin.
But don't they still, I feel like I've seen them in gas stations.
Oh, I think TGI Fridays exists. I just think there's like,
when have you ever tried their like frozen stuff?
Yeah, they have a lot of that. Store?
Yes. Oh, the potato skins. There is this video that I watched of this guy where he went to every rainforest cafe in the world.
Wow.
And it was incredible.
Sounds like something Matt would do.
And we should go. It was very Matt coded.
Didn't they close?
No, they're around.
Oh, they just closed the Disney one.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. You gotta find something that has a lot of locations, but not too many.
Yeah. He also did a video where he did the Hard Rock cafes all around. Also very interesting.
Is he eating the same food so he can like compare it?
I think he ate different stuff, but like they only have so many things on the menu.
Yeah.
It was very interesting to watch. I highly recommend it.
Which one was the best one? Was it Sawgrass Mall?
I think it was one in Florida, actually.
Sawgrass Mall? Yeah, because we have the whole pirate ship there.
Yeah, I think
we go with the whole gator.
I think he loves it.
So we have the whole swamp in there.
I'm going to do it for Lazy Dog.
Ooh, I love a Lazy Dog.
My favorite restaurant.
It's good.
Actually in the world.
It's really good.
Have they been there yet?
A Lazy Dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love a Lazy Dog.
I bring my dogs there.
The best.
And the little dog menu.
So cute.
So cute.
And they got like memberships there too.
Oh.
They do. They have the awesome. Beer club.
Oh. I don't care if an artist has been arrested or done bad things. I'm still going to listen to their music if it's good.
Hot take.
Hot. That is very hot.
Hot take.
I believe in separating art from the artist.
Hear you. Say it louder.
I believe in separating art from the artist. I believe that we've all done bad things.
Keep it up. You're doing good. You're doing good.
You're doing really good.
I think.
Remember what your PR told you.
I think talent, once in a lifetime talent, should not be ignored, regardless of choices that were made. Whether it was.
I get it. Because it's like people still driving Teslas.
Yes. Exactly.
Oh. Exactly. Heath, very good.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Very, very fresh too.
Come on.
Yeah.
Fresh hot take.
It's sizzling.
Whoa.
You say as you drive a Tesla.
No. It is interesting though, because also I completely disconnect artists from music, because to me it's how it makes me feel in the moment. It's like, I don't think about the artist at all when I hear a good song. I remember how it makes me feel.
Oh, that's all I think about.
You know what I mean? So
all I think
it's
about
very easy for me to disconnect it. I don't care.
I feel like it's situational for me.
It's the only thing I think of in the back of my head.
Like what?
Really?
Yeah.
But like if artist got like canceled or something for something really bad, is it hard for you to keep listening? That, like in that way. Like, would you stop listening?
Can
to
I change my hot take? Can I have a real conversation, or do I have to stick with my hot take?
No, you can.
Oh, you can change it.
I would say it's situational. It's situational for me as well. It's depending on what they did. Like, if they did something really horrible, then I don't listen to them anymore because my streams will line their pockets. But if it's something that I'm like, you know, that was in poor taste, but maybe they've grown and it wasn't that bad, then I can listen. Yeah.
What if the streams don't line their pockets
anymore? If you have the CD from when you were a child and it doesn't line their pockets anymore?
A CD? That's a good point.
One-time purchase. Very good.
Maybe.
A CD, I think I'd be okay with.
You know, you already paid for it.
I do, yeah.
You don't listen on Spotify, but you just put the CD in.
But to be honest, that kind of goes in the realm of like, for instance, Balenciaga got canceled. Mm-hmm. And for something very, very bad that we all don't agree with, but I saw there was like.
Did you guys hear that?
What? Sorry,
I wasn't gonna say.
She said when it comes to fashion, separation is key.
Here's my thing though, I saw a lot of chatter online where people were like, "Okay, well, so we're not gonna support the brand anymore. We're not gonna buy new things." But I did invest a lot of my money in these pieces that I already owned. Mm-hmm. Am I able to? I know a lot of people that consigned and sold their stuff. I know a lot of people that just are like waiting. I know a lot of people that are like, well, I already owned it. I spent my hard earned money on this. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it's not contributing to the company anymore. A lot of people are like, I refuse to ever touch that company again. So curious.
Speaking of Balenciaga, did you guys see their new barefoot shoes that they
released?
They're barefoot shoes.
Oh, I want to see it also. Let me see it.
The toes.
It's literally just a pad for your feet, and then it curls around your toe.
This is $450.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Here, Alicia. Is that real?
That's got to be real. That's so funny.
I was picturing Bigfoot this whole time. And I was like, oh, you should have worn it with your goat costume. I didn't picture bear, bear,
so
B-A-R-E.
Hear me out. If I would never buy these, but if this landed on my foot, I would wear it to like take the trash out. House slippers. Yeah. Like instead of wearing like the big bulky slippers, I'm wearing these around the house so my feet don't get dirty.
They're still going to get dirty.
No, they don't.
Because
look,
the ground, actually.
Your feet don't touch
the
ground.
It kind of lined your arch perfectly.
It's like when you get a like a pedicure.
Yes. And you don't want to get the styrofoam shoes.
Wait, mate. I could see ladies wearing that to the salon.
That's really bad.
That's dumb.
$400. That's wild.
That's dumb.
Please don't hate me, but can somebody explain to me chrome hearts?
No, I couldn't.
I can't.
Like the style?
It's like the most expensive thing, right?
Like, I didn't realize how expensive until we were in Miami for Art Basel, and we were like, let's like look. And I was like, I didn't know. I knew the brand so much, but I pictured it lower. I mean, it's still very expensive, but I didn't realize how expensive it is.
Did that brand bring it back to style, just that whole trend? Or was it a trend and then a brand made it like a clothing company and then made it expensive because they know it's trending? That makes sense?
I don't
know.
No,
it's been around.
I just didn't know it was that. Like, it was more than any other designer brand I've ever seen.
The price?
It was established in 1988.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a luxury brand, but I just didn't realize it, like, the level.
Can I see, like, one of the tops?
You'll, like recognize it, but you wouldn't. I don't know.
This Chrome Hearts, like, camo-looking jacket, $28,000.
What? No, it's like
the prices
high
are
luxury.
Like crazy, crazy. Oh, I
didn't know it's does that at least say Chrome Hearts on it so people know I'm wearing a $2,800
jeans? Well, $13,600.
Like, I thought it was more of a
hoodie, $1,500. Like
a Ghani equivalent or like a Off-White equivalent, like maybe even a little lower than that. I pictured
like a streetwear brand.
Yeah, I pictured it. I did not picture it being like Gucci.
That's crazy.
Heath, can you get me $1,200 boxers?
No, they're not.
Imagine wearing boxers where no one can see them.
But it's weird how, like, if it was a Porsche something, you'd be like, I get it. You know what I mean? 100%. Like, whatever brand you see as valuable, it's, like,
justified.
So weird how marketing is. Like, did you see that thing they did forever ago where they took Payless shoes
and
rebranded it? Oh, yeah.
Yes. I'm so gullible. Like, I literally would be like, oh, my God, I can tell it's such, like, I get, like, oh, my God.
I love experiments like that. That's so I love fun. That. Yeah, it's sick.
They
took Payless shoes and put them in high-end stores.
Yeah,
right?
They made it look like it was the grand opening of some new luxury, not boutique, but like luxury brand.
That's so
and
smart.
People came in
love
and like paid willingly $140 for what was a Payless shoe, but they didn't know it was an actual Payless shoe. It was such good marketing.
Damn. And like hearing the people talk, like you could just tell the quality.
Does it exist still, Payless?
I think so.
Because I have not seen one in a long time.
Ash and I would always go to Payless and I'd go to the sale and I would just like look at them and like try them on and then I'd be like, I'll think about it. Yeah,
Is the logo still the same?
The orange, like
that orange, yellow. Yes. Yeah. Oh, I wonder if it's still the same.
I kind of hope so, but I hope they've rebranded.
Payless closed down.
Oh no.
All permanently closed.
Guys, you heard it here first.
Payless. 6 years.
Wow.
6 years later.
I can't believe they banned Payless shoe too.
Damn, that's crazy.
Payless.
That was my childhood.
What's like the new Payless now?
Like a DSW is really popular.
They
I
still
love
have like real brands though.
DSW, yeah. I love a DSW.
Journeys was my spot to get any shoes. And it was the smallest store. Journeys.
Zoomies.
Zoomies too.
Where's the one where you got your Wicked shoes?
Chic?
Chica?
Chic? Do you remember that?
Wicked shoes.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, like yeah, when you're younger?
Yeah.
You want to go, Zane?
Yes.
I just remember going to Kmart and getting the Shaquille O'Neal shoes.
Oh, ooh. My God, stop.
I had every pair of Shaqs you could get.
Oh, I love Shaq.
My hot take is that TikTok should have stayed banned.
Ooh, I would love to hear your hot take on that.
I think TikTok should have stayed banned because it is like a little just brain rot. You know, you're on your phone for so long. You are scrolling. Great. There's so much other better things to do than to be scrolling on TikTok and just listening to a bunch of people just talk about random shit. A lot of misinformation on there.
Kind of like our podcast.
Exactly. If TikTok stayed banned, I feel like we would all talk to each other more. We'd all make the
effort.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. You are
so
good. You are good. Make the effort to go out, just go outside and, you know, maybe go to the park. Maybe get
touch
a job.
Grass.
What?
Touch grass.
Touch grass. Get a job. Kick rocks.
Did you see the kids calling the police though? When the TikTok ban happened?
No.
Like children, like little kids.
Oh, no.
Freaking out that TikTok wasn't working.
They called 911.
They were calling.
Wait, what? No. Yes.
Wait, who was it like from
I saw like
the
news articles about like
that's
that, how many calls that they got from little like children.
Were they crying?
No.
Yes.
Wow, that's bad.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah. Guys, I got a really good hot take.
You have another one? Okay, go.
All drugs should be available over the counter. Yes, Lord.
You know what? Why don't we all put our mics down and let you just speak on this for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, look, we've all had a past. Drugs can be very difficult to get, and you have to go through sketchy people. You don't know what you're getting. The drugs are being cooked in a bathtub. God knows they don't clean their bathtubs, you know? So if all drugs were available over the counter, you know, that shit is safe. You know, that shit is being cooked by a real physician. What do you call those? Pharmacists? Yeah. Who makes drugs?
They just write the prescription.
Well, yeah, but
they
mean,
just give it to
who's
you.
Making the drug? Like the factories, right? Yeah. Okay. Cool.
I like that your brain went to cooked in a bathtub and not like any sort of other pharmaceuticals.
I want to know what drug went to his mind when he was.
Heroin, meth, crack. But when it comes to like, you know, my Lexapro and shit, it'd be really nice to not have to like hit up the doctor and be like, I need to re-up on my prescription. For like, sure. It's so annoying. He doesn't answer my phone calls. It takes a week to get back to me. I need my shit right now.
Yeah, no, that's what I meant. Like, I agree. I was thinking like those kinds of drugs, but your brain went straight to bathtub.
Well, we have a big audience. Bath salts. We have a big audience. I don't know what they're taking.
Very good take.
But now I'm going to Lexapro, things that like a lot of us are taking, and me, myself included. I wish I could just call the pharmacy and be like, hey, you have my name in the system. I need to re-up because it's time. Because they usually give you like one refill, but I want like infinity refills. Like I think I deserve that because I'm mentally ill.
Yes. Accessibility.
Tylenol could be dangerous. If you eat that whole jar.
That's very true.
You could die.
My hot take is it's perfectly okay to stay in a relationship to reach the holiday weekend and to break up during that or after the holidays instead of before.
Mm. Why do you agree? And why do you think that?
And I agree with that because if you think about it, we all like presents.
And honestly, okay. Nobody Period. Wants a lonely Christmas.
Nobody wants a lonely Christmas.
It's true.
I can see why people would want to. You know what? Like, it's a little depressing without a significant other.
Yeah, and why not wait till Christmas morning to give them the best gift ever of you don't have to be with me anymore.
Yeah,
like, hey, look, return the gift you got me. Keep the money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make it so much easier. You don't have to deal with this.
I'm going to go with, like, I think that's a really good idea. If you want, like, you break up with them and then you give them a gift. And the gift is really
a
parting present, but like the gift is like it's an expensive present where it's like oh my god,
didn't have to
like you know what, this was so this is so terrible, but
I'm okay.
I just got a $2,000
MacBook.
Yeah, it has to be during though. It has to be Christmas morning or before. Yeah.
Oh,
it
can't
be after. That's just like that's mad weird because you already committed to the whole year. Like after, like you need to like do it before. And it's New Year's. What are you going to do? Keep like pushing it? No.
Right. It gives them time to make like new New Year's resolutions. Yeah, exactly. Things like that.
So I think it's perfectly fine to do that.
And also there's kind of like something romantic about leaving on Christmas.
Feels like a Hallmark movie.
It's very movie-esque.
Yeah. I'll be home for Christmas.
And the person you broke up, they will never forget that.
Seriously.
Memorable.
They'll have something to tell for generations.
And I think that's cool.
Remy,
I just don't really have. I don't really care. Do whatever you want.
Oh,
okay. Oh, all right.
I'm like, if that's your journey, your that's your journey. Yeah,
that's my hot take.
I wouldn't, but they can.
You would do it before then.
For sure.
Okay.
For all sure. Right. You just don't want them to correlate the. But they probably with already like bought
presents.
They can return them. Get their money back.
Mm-hmm. What else you got?
Another hot take that I have is. If your coffee order is more than four words, then you're damn near ordering a milkshake.
Oh.
I genuinely could not agree more.
Five sugars, five creams.
Five sugars, five creams.
I like black. That shit white.
I like coffee. That shit. Black. I like that shit white.
Black coffee, five sugars, five creams, extra hot. Mm-hmm.
What is like, if you were to like walk into a coffee shop right now, what do you guys say?
I'd like an iced sugar-free vanilla latte with almond milk.
Damn.
Okay.
That's not that crazy.
I would do an iced latte with sugar-free vanilla. Yeah.
I'll do a hot coffee with...
five creams. Five sugars, five creams. Sorry.
A hot coffee with creamer and and four stevias.
You don't justify your cream? Like which... Like you don't like make it clear which one?
Creamer? Well, like regular cream, but like...
Like a half and half moment?
Yeah, half and half. Mm. Half and half with like a lot of stevia. I need that shit pounded with stevia.
So you say hot coffee.
Creamer with four stevias, five stevias.
Wow.
So my real hot take in life is for hot coffee only, the liquid stevia superior than the packets.
Oh, okay.
That's why I love that shit. But I mean, ice too, but specifically hot. Like I prefer that over the packets.
You know what? I'm going to try this next time. Get a black coffee, a hot black coffee with just the sugar-free vanilla syrup and see what that tastes
probably,
like.
Probably good.
With no creamer. Because I have a feeling it's the sugar that I like the most instead of the cream.
When I drink hot coffee, I have to have cream in it. Mm. I can't drink black hot coffee, but iced coffee, I only do black.
Whoa, that's a complete opposite for me.
So I do large cold brew black. That's my order.
See, I would much rather have a fun, sugary iced
coffee
over, but have black coffee with my stevia though. So it's like,
okay.
You know.
I just don't understand how you don't like even stevia in your coffee.
I've gotten just so used to not sweet. Zane, when we were at Dunkin' every night, I would go through 3 large Dunkin' chocolate flavored.
I remember.
It was bad.
The big ones?
The large. I would sit there. Well, I'd also smoke 2 packs of cigarettes with it. We'd be there for 6 hours.
But what did you do to yourself to make you not?
I was trying to think of ways to cut calories. And I was like, I drink so many calories throughout the day that I was like, if I just don't take my calories in from liquid, I'll be able to help myself lose weight.
It is crazy how many calories liquids have. You just don't even think about it.
Don't even think.
I would rather
eat your calories.
If a milkshake is 2,000 calories, I'd rather eat the burger and more satiating. Exactly. You know.
So that alone was cutting out 1,000 calories a day.
That's wild.
So I was like, I'm just gonna do black cold brew. That's it. And I wasn't crazy about it in the beginning, but the last 5 years, I'm like, that's all I want.
And you can have as much as you want because it's zero cal.
It's like a reward.
It's like a reward.
Do you guys ever go to Pete's?
No.
I like Pete's, yeah.
It's good coffee?
I love Pete's.
Yeah, I think it's
so
good.
They have 3 or 4 on the menu right now, but it's cold brew. And then they put sparkling water in
people
it.
People love that.
With a different flavor. They have one that's a grapefruit sparkling cold brew. It's so good.
Ooh.
They also do a citrus one, and then they have a peppermint one. They're so good.
I love peppermint.
I don't like peppermint.
Hate pumpkin spice. Love peppermint.
Okay.
Wait a second. Is Pete's the one that's on Ventura?
Yes. There's a few.
The one where they have different cold brews.
Yes. It's a Haribi. I think it's called.
Oh my God. Okay. So that coffee is the only coffee I'll drink black.
It's amazing. Mm.
It's incredible.
Their cold brews are so
What's
good.
In it?
I don't think I've tried it. I've tried a lot.
Phil's. Phil's has
Phil's
is
insane black coffee. Yeah. And I'll drink that iced.
Phil's is so good.
The best cold brew.
I love a brown sugar shaken espresso.
Oh, the Stouffer's one. Oh.
I really like so anything good. Fun. I like a matcha. I'm not picky. But I like making my own coffee. I do. I have fun.
You're good at it.
Well, that was such a fun way to learn more about each other.
It really was.
Get everybody's real honest opinions on things.
Yeah. Yes, that
and
was
it was
very
so
fun
seeing what we were clearly being honest about.
Mm-hmm. Guys. Comment your hot takes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for watching. We love you so much. Be sure to check out our Patreon. It's patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered.
Look out for the Cancun vlogs and your birthday.
It's almost my birthday and we're doing a birthday.
Karaoke!
It's going to be so much fun. But we love you guys and we will catch you next week. Bye.
Toodles.
Peace.